Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Abi Moriar, Rafael Bemeir, Chil Mechala, Hareni Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yishayo, and we are in Perek, Lamed Zion. So we continued with our discussion of the history of the war with Ashur. So last time when we finished off, Chizkiyo HaMelech was being taunted by Rav Shakeh, who was the agent of Sanherib. So when Chizkiyo heard the taunting, he tore his garments and he covered himself in the sackcloth, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. And again, he also had heard Mipia Mashmia, right? He heard the fact that that Rav Shakeh had cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so Eliakim and Shebna and the elders of the Kohanim are sent to Yishayo to go bring him a message as he's getting ready to go to the Beis HaMikdash. He, of course, being Chizkiyo, and the assumption Rabbi Schwab says is he takes Yoach ben Asaf HaMazgir, the other guy who was involved in this delegation, he takes him with him to the Beis HaMikdash because as the king's right-hand secretary, he has to be there to record. So Chizkiyo tells him to tell Yishayo HaNavi to say to him, today is a day of oppression and warnings and blasphemy. The children have come to birth, but there's no strength to give for birth. You know, he says that Chizkiyo says that it's going to be a very dangerous time. Yerushalayim is under siege, and today is the utmost time for this situation. You know, it's like the exact moment before birth where the mother is pushing with all of her strength, right? And the baby is left, but there's no energy left to push him out. So Chizkiyo is using this to describe the people of Yerushalayim. He tells Yishayo that there is an impending realization of all the tochacha, of Hashem's warning. And Yishayo had said earlier that the Assyrians are going to fail, right? And so there, so he's saying, Kibo banu an mashber, the children are at the point, now it's a good time for your nevuah to be realized, but in koach l'leida, there's no spiritual power, no zchus, no merits. And so he continues, he says, look, even though we're not worthy of the miracles, Hashem certainly could have heard the words of Rav Shakeh, and therefore, for that alone, the Assyrians should be destroyed. And on behalf of the small remnant of the Jewish people here, things should be continued. And the delegation goes ahead and brings the message to Yishayo HaNavi. And so Yishayo says, look, this is what you should tell him. Hashem says, don't be worried about all the words that you heard from Sancheiriv and Rav Shakeh. He says, I want you to know, I gave him power, and I put a spirit into him. He's going to hear news. He's going to go back to his land. And I'm going to destroy him with a sword in his own land. And so when Rav Shakeh comes back to Lachish, he found that Sancheiriv was fighting at Libna because he had heard that Tirhaka, the king of Ethiopia, was getting ready to go to battle. And so he decides to go ahead and take care of Tirhaka. And so he says to him, listen, he sends a message to Chizkiyo and he says, don't be fooled to think that that Yerushalayim is not going to be given into the hands of Assyria. All the other gods of all the other nations also thought that they were going to be safe. And where's the king of Hamas and Arpad and Shepharvaim and Hena and Eva? Their gods didn't exactly work with him. So Chizkiyo took the Sfarim from the kings, right? The letters from the hands of the messengers, and he read them, and he brings them into the Beis HaMikdash, and he spreads it out. And he davens to Hashem, and he says, Hashem, who is God of Israel, he says, Yoshev HaKruvim, he says, you're the God, I want you to listen. This language over here is a very, very strong language that we certainly use when we want to understand and show Hashem that he should do things because of what's being done to us, not whether we deserve it or not. And so here also, we have that language used in Kinos, we have it in the Tefillah of the longer Tachnun that we say on Mondays and Thursday. And when you call out to Hashem, he says, so listen to all of the what's going on with Sancheiriv and how he cursed, and you should just understand how Sancheiriv came along and he destroyed all the other gods and he burned them. And so he says, Hashem, I want you to save us so that all the nations should understand that you're the true Hashem. So Yishayahu sends a message to Chizkiyahu saying, look, Hashem wants to know, you daven to me about Sancheiriv, I'm telling you that what's going to happen, right? The Besula Tzion scorns you and ridicules you. Bas Yerushalayim shakes her head after you. Right? Yishayahu tells Chizkiyahu that Hashem heard his tefillah, and he says, Sancheiriv is going to die in his and fail while he attempts to conquer Yerushalayim. And he says, the Jews are going to go ridicule him, and they're going to shake their heads in disbelief that he could have mocked Hashem. And he notes that although Sancheiriv had boasted that he conquered most of Eretz Yisrael, and now he's at Yarkasei Levanon, he says, you have to understand, I'm going to cut it down, and that he says he's going to cut it down. Yeah, and he cursed through Rav Shakei. He says, in that process, he says, I want you to know that all these things that that Sancheiriv started to promise through all the psukim here in this parak, he says, and all the things that you, Chizkiyahu, tried to do, diverting the water, he says, Sancheiriv says, I don't need your water, I've been always the master of my own identity. Hashem says, listen, in Pasuk Chafav, he turns to him and he says to him, Alo shamata l'merachok osa asisa mime kerem yitzartia ata v'esoti l'shalash osgal nitzim arim b'tzuros. He says, have you not heard from afar? I've done this from the days of old. I have now brought it about, destructions, etc. He says, I know what's going on. Right? Rad Hashem show arim me'en yoshev. There's going to be a situation. Sancheiriv's victory over Malchus Yisrael and the ten tribes was already predicted earlier, but now God tells Sancheiriv that all of his conquests that he's boasting about, they weren't from his own doing. They were part of Hashem's master plan, Mimei Kedem, that was appointed a long time ago. And the Navi shows how Sancheiriv saw his own opponents. He thought that they were field grass, that they were nothing but a pawn in my hand. He says, but Hashem tells him, you should just know you're nothing but a pawn. I know everything that you're doing. And he says that, and he says, beginning in Pasuk Chav Ches, that this is the beginning of Sancheiriv's downfall in the prophecy. He says, your arrogant self-assuredness is going to lead to the problem. You're going to be muzzled and roped, and your plan is going to fall apart. And after assuring Chizkiyahu that Sancheiriv's plan is going to fail, Yishayahu now tells him about a miracle that's going to happen right away. And so in Pasuk Lamed, he says, V'zelech ha'os achol ha'shana safiach, v'shana shenes shachis, v'shana shlish shaziru v'kitzru v'natu kramim v'echlu piryam. He says, the food for this year is going to be wild growth. The second year is going to be aftergrowth. Then you're going to plant, and you're going to be able to have vineyards and eat the fruits. And the survivors, they'll take the root from below, and the fruit from above, that after the downfall of Sancheiriv, and the realization of the prophecies, Yehuda will be able to take refuge in Yerushalayim, and they're going to be feeling secure. Instead of the destruction of Yerushalayim, Har Tzion will become the place from which the Malchus is going to grow. Right? Mi Yerushalayim teitze she'eris upleita mehar Tzion. The tzaddikim of Yerushalayim, the leftovers will go forth from Yerushalayim together with the saved ones who kept the Torah. So instead of the great Chilul Hashem that Rav Shakai It promised in Sancheiriv's name, there will be a great Kiddush Hashem, and Rav Shakei's blasphemy will actually be turned on its head. And so therefore Hashem tells about Sancheiriv, he's not going to come into the city, he's not going to even shoot an arrow, he's not going to even come to it with a shield. He's going to go back on the road that he came from. And this is the word of Hashem, and Hashem is going to protect the city because of David HaMelech, which is something we've seen many times before, that the miraculous salvation of Yerushalayim was because of Hashem's desire to undo the enormous Chilul Hashem, and also as the merit of David HaMelech, who he called Abdi, which means Hashem promised David HaMelech that if his descendants were true to the Torah, they would never lose their kingdom. Chizkiyahu was a good example. And so the miracle begins in Pasuk Lamed Vav that a malach Hashem came out and he destroyed Machaneh Ashur, 185,000 people, and in the morning they were just all dead corpses. So Sancheiriv went home and he went to Nineveh, and as he was in the house of Nisroch, the god of Nineveh, which were, and his sons Adarmelech and Sharetzer killed him with a sword, and they fled to Ararat. And Esar Chardon, his son, took over. So what was the end story over here? This story takes place on the first night of Pesach, and this is the end of Sancheriv. He starts out trying to be the leader of the entire world, and in the end, he doesn't even become the leader of his family. And this, of course, is something that serves as a sign for us. You can turn around and think you know it all, and in the end of the day, you know and hold nothing. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue after Shabbos. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.